It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
So earlier in the week, it started with Jessica Simpson when she showed up on Katie Couric's new show, and Jessica Simpson showed Katie Couric a picture of her new baby, Maxwell.
Yeah.
And her kid, 4 months old, was dressed up in a little tiny yellow bikini. Like a baby bikini. Baby bikinis are weird anyway.
Very weird.
People lost their minds on Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Why would you sexualize your child? Why would you put your child in a bikini? I understand parents think it's cute. They like putting their kids in bikinis and stuff like that because they think it's cute. The reality is your kid does not want to be wearing a stupid bikini. Mm-hmm. That is completely you. And they look ridiculous. And it is a bit weird and sexual. And then a story comes out of Vancouver. A woman who runs a pole dancing class is now enrolling children. What do you think about this? She's on hold with us.
Christy Craig, good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Okay.
How's it going?
Good.
How many times a day has your phone been ringing off the hook?
Yeah.
And not just from our producer, damn it, Maureen.
No.
So, did you know that this was going to take off the way it did?
No, not at all.
What did you think was going to happen? Like, what's the class is called? Like, it had a cute name too. What is it, like Little Twisters or something like that?
Yeah, Little Spinners.
Little Spinners. Okay. Mm. Did you not think that there would be people that would say Little Spinners, 5-year-olds taking pole dancing exercise classes, that it was gonna take a bad turn for you?
It's not even the class that I really marketed. I honestly have 2 posters in my studio, so no, I never thought that anybody would even catch wind of it, know of it. So I didn't, yeah.
How did it get out? How did, who took the picture and then sent it to somebody? How did,
I have no idea.
Who's your mole?
Yeah.
Have you had any of your own clients before this story went public? Have you had any of your own clients approach you and say, hey, look, I think what you're doing here is wrong?
None.
The thing that people have with pole dancing is, you know, there are women like yourself and organizations and classes where it's, you know, it's like fitness and you can help, you can build your core, everything else. I think the problem is that it didn't start out that way. That sort of pole dancing exercise and aerobics was all derived from the fact that women would take their clothes off on a pole in a strip joint. Like, that's where the pole originated. And then you guys sort of, you know, took it and turned it into something else. I don't think that there's a way for a lot of people to look at pole dancing and not see it as being something sexual.
It's definitely the stigma that it has, something of the past, but it's gone in 2 different directions now. There's the fitness side of it, the gymnastics side of it, and that's what the kids' class is focused on. So many competitions now, so many different organizations. I mean, it's trying to get into the 2016 Olympics. Yes, there is the stigma, but there's so much more now that I think that the general public just doesn't realize, doesn't see. I mean, we have various magazines dedicated to our sport.
By the way, it's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5, on the phone right now with Christy Craig. She runs a pole dancing academy in BC. And you're now offering pole dancing classes, but you're not saying that they're pole dancing classes, but they are pole dancing classes to little kids.
If a kid comes in, let's say 6, what does she learn on the pole?
She'll start off by learning, well, she or he, because it's open to boys as well.
He, there you go.
Yeah, they'll start by learning things like proper grip, proper posture, safety. They'll move on to learning things like handstands, elbow stands. They will learn to create momentum, and that will be through various spins, some very basic spins. Yeah, very gymnastics.
Is there any way to turn this class into exactly what you're describing, but without using, you know, a stripper pole?
Like you said, it is gymnastics. For sure. Some of the stuff like handstands, whatever, they're going to be starting off by using just against the wall and things like that. The key is that these kids are wanting to learn how to properly climb and, you know, do all these crazy holds and amazing, you know, stunts that people are doing, and so no, it's just a different apparatus.
My thing with young kids on a poll like this is I think that you get to a certain age where you realize that the poll is also used, it's used for fitness, but it's also used in a very provocative way. And, you know, when you see a kid, kids mimic what they think that they should be doing on a poll. And it's just every now and then you'll see a kid that's on a television show or something like this where they just start to act sexy. And I just think that the whole thing, that's why people are freaking out about this. Just the thought that a kid is going to grab the poll and maybe even make a sexy face or start air humping or something. And that's why give them access to that even is I think what a lot of people have a problem with.
I mean, for sure, like I understand that. But that's not what we're teaching, you know, that's not what they're seeing in the studio, that's not, I hear what you're saying, but that's not at all what they are having access to here.
What's enrollment like? How many kids do you have in the class now?
I have four now.
Four now. And the ages of?
Between 5 and 12.
So there you go. Again, it's a Little Spinners, right? What's the name of your club?
Twisted Grip.
Twisted Grip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brilliant. All right, Christy, thanks so much for being on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
Later.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.